If it got to a 10, I'd already made up my mind. I told my wife, I just said, I can't stand if this gets any more painful. I can barely stand it now. I can't take it. I saw 16 ophthalmologists in 6 states, and I told almost all of them, if this gets any worse, I can't take it. I just can't take it. I offered to pay each one of them a fortune if they could stop the pain. Basically my life savings or whatever. It would have been worth it. So I don't judge or criticize people who contemplate it or even do it, because we don't know what they're going through. We don't know what's in their heads, but I do believe it makes a difference. Right or wrong, I think if you thought, if I kill myself, I'm going to hell, that's a pretty good reason not to. It's sort of like one of the reasons that I don't take out a couple of people in my life that I would like to see eliminated. I don't want to go to prison. Now, if you didn't go to prison, yeah, I'd pay them a visit and probably put an end to them. But I don't want to go to prison.
Oh, if you had one of those days, like, what is that movie?
Groundhog Day?
No, not
Falling Down?
Day.
Falling Down, that's
Michael
the
Douglas?
No, yeah. The one where you have like 24 hours and you can do anything. You can kill anyone.
Oh, whoa, you're talking
what
about
is that movie?
You're talking about the Purge movie.
The Purge, yeah.
Is that good?
The Purge.
Is that
yeah.
a good movie?
There's like 3 of them now,
I think. There's 3.
I've never heard of it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The first like, one, wow, what a great idea. Who is it that gives the person permission and says you
the
do
government. Oh, the government. They just say, really? Hey, everything is legal for the next 12 hours. I think the first one has got Ethan Hawke, and it's basically just set inside a house. The second one, you get to see more of
the world. That would be a catastrophe if that actually happened.
It
got crazy. The movie was crazy because people were running everywhere and people were
with masks on. And
yeah.
It was the government's way of telling the general public, cleanse thyself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, behave the rest of the year, and then to help get you through that, here's a day where you can just do anything you want, like kill anybody you want, murder, rape,
what a
steal,
weird idea.
Do whatever.
Get rid of the riffraff.
Yeah.
What a weird and great idea for a movie. A scary thought, though. So, I don't think it's any great shame to have at least thought about it. How would I do it? I think most everybody has asked themselves, if I ever thought I wanted to do that, how would I do it? So I know that I'm not going to do the strangulation thing, I'll tell you that. I'm not doing, something simpler. So enough of that. We don't want to talk about that. What I do want to do is the thing called the Burke segment. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
Whoa. Before you speak, how's this Lauren doing?
She's well.
When did you see her last?
I did not see her last night. I saw her on Sunday.
Sore. Okay.
He saw her.
S-A-W-R.
Right. That's the British word. Now, when will you see her next?
Hopefully tonight.
Hopefully
tonight, yeah.
Has she listened to the show?
She has not, I believe, not yet listened. I haven't told her to. For obvious reasons.
But she knows you're on.
Yeah, she knows.
Okay,
I'm
this,
on right
this
now.
Is a red flag here. This is disturbing. Mm-hmm. She knows you're on the... normal woman, mm-hmm. I mean, what I think would be normal would be, oh, you're on the radio? Where? And you'd say, 590, the fan.
Uh-huh. You know what you should do? You should tell her that your on-air name is Bob Romanek.
Oh, my goodness.
There will be many people who don't get that, but a few people will.
Oh, man.
That would be awesome.
Oh, my.
See if you get another date.
Or if you've already decided this is not going to work out, tell her you're McGraw-Hill. And tell her when and where to listen, and she'll listen, and she'll go, phew, we're done. You don't sound anything like you do in person. Where'd the British accent go?
Oh, man.
Yeah. Nice.
So this is a concern, because I just think it doesn't seem normal for a woman not to go, oh, my gosh, where are you? I want to listen. I'd like to hear you on the air.
Well, right now, I believe she's on her way to class.
So what?
So she could be listening. I don't know.
I would bet that she's listening.
How old is she?
At 31. Some point.
No chance.
30 what?
31.
you know what? When he flips that switch and goes American, you're like Hugh Laurie. I mean, you're really good at that. You're good at that.
THUDDYWUN.
Yeah, 31.
31.
She is 31.
She's 31.
What does she do?
She works from home as a search engine specialist. Like, she helps clean up the bugs and things like that for Google or Yahoo.
Wow.
Things like that. She is very smart, and I believe she is going, she just finished getting her master's or something.
She searches out electronic bugs. Uh-huh. You were an exterminator.
I know. Mm-hmm. Bugs of both
common bugs,
right?
Different bugs.
It's genius.
Yeah. All right, so what'd you have for the birthday?
All right, so do you remember last Thursday when I wore that comfortable outfit that you
did not think? I put it on Facebook.
You did, and nobody really thought it was appropriate for work, and that's fair. So I wore that outfit to go hiking after the show, right, which is something I like to do when the weather is nice.
Oh, so that's why you wore it to work.
Exactly.
Right.
Because I'm not going to go and sweat and everything. No, I'm serious.
Right.
You went hiking.
Well, as I'm walking back to my car, I'm bringing my dog back, and this... SUV pulls up. Like walking. Oh. Like I'm walking back to my car with my dog. Okay. And this SUV pulls up, and I thought, okay, somebody is gonna ask me for directions or whatever. And this couple just, the husband kind of looks at me and says, hey, you know, how are you doing today? I thought he was making small talk. And he goes, hey, just a thought, here's something for you. And he gave me a business card, and I was like, all right, it's going to be promoting.
No, here's something for you. Here's something for you.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Wow.
And turns out it was a business card to a church. So obviously he saw me dressed like that, walking down the street,
be saved,
and thought that, like, hey, this kid needs some Jesus in his life, so he gave me a business card for a church.
They pulled up while you were walking. They were driving in a car and just pulled up to you.
They were driving by, and they were just like, hey, here's the business card to our church. I'm like, hope to see you there, and drove off.
That's kind of scary.
You and I are so different. I would have said, why are you giving me this?
I was just a little bit taken aback.
Why me? I want to know why you singled me out and gave me this. I'm just curious. I want to know that.
Well, I mean, there may be different reasons. Maybe they did. I'll tell you why. Jesus.
You look like you just got out of prison. No, you did that day. You looked like an ex-con. And they probably thought, misguided.
You need some saving.
Probably on heroin. Got that look. Come to our church and we'll get you all fixed up.
Had that methadone poster boy look.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man, come on.
Wow.
We're trying to help you. I'm glad I put that on Facebook. And by your own admission, people said, oh, man, not a good look.
Frank, I want to throw an assist here to Limey during his birthday. I want you to understand. I don't know if you do understand or if he's ever explained it, how Tinder works. Okay.
No, I don't understand.
Let me explain it real quick. Tinder
is Tinder an app or a website?
It's an app.
Okay.
And it was originally based off of Facebook. And what it is, you put your photo up there. That's it. You just put your photo up there. And I've seen people do this on Tinder, especially like if they've had a few cocktails and it's like, you know, say 1 o'clock in the morning, you're looking for that hookup. Mm-hmm. What they do is they look at, like, if you're heterosexual, you look at all the female Tinder people who are within, say, a 10-mile radius of where you are, mm-hmm. and you just swipe, 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 right to the likes, left to the nose, right to the likes, left to the nose, and it's like either like her, no, no, like, no, no, like, and you just keep swiping your finger, and then if somebody sees that your photo and they also swipe right, they immediately let you know you have a mutual like within 3 miles of where you are, and only at that point can you reach out to that person.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of, it has a reputation as a late night hookup site.
And no, it's not so much a dating site.
Well, no,
let's get together.
It's like advertised as a dating site, but everybody pretty much knows that you pretty much just go on Tinder to get laid.
Hookup means screwing.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
So,
okay,
wow. You know, Match.com and eHarmony sites, you put a whole profile on their likes and dislikes. This is all facial recognition. Yeah, I'd hit that.
Okay,
no,
here
I
you
wouldn't.
Go. Here you go. All right.
I didn't know that.
I've downloaded Tinder again. All right. So what you do is just take my phone, and then
is this going to end up with some chick waiting for me at my house?
So this is my account.
You're going to let women know.
What do I do?
Now, if you think she's attractive, you swipe right.
Okay.
All right. Now, right. if you think she's attractive, you or no, not attractive, you swipe
so
left.
So far, they're both attractive. Right.
Okay, well, right. and that's all you do. And that one is now an ad because, you know, they put ads on there. So you
do
can
I
just
go right again?
No, swipe left on that. Because that's a commercial.
Hey, every woman coming up here is attractive.
Yeah. Well, now you see, that's the fun thing about Tinder is a lot of those accounts aren't real. A lot of those people, like, they'll all be from New York University. Mm-hmm. They work for Facebook, and they are
every woman I have swiped, every one of them is cute.
Okay, well, she actually is attractive. Swipe right on that.
Do you have age criteria?
Okay, she's attractive. Swipe left on that one, please. Thank you.
Do you have age?
Sorry, what?
Now, did you set it up so that you only see the certain ages of women
yeah.
around
mm-hmm.
you?
What's
your age criteria?
Let's see. What is my
anybody
age
listening
criteria?
Wants to know what we're looking at, go to 11.2
yeah.
on mm-hmm. your antenna TV.
All right. My age range is 30 to 35.
Mm-hmm. We have it up on the
nice.
I think do you write that anywhere? Do you type in or text in somewhere a description like I'm looking 30 to 35?
No, you see. All right, so I went to settings, and you can pick men, women, the max, like how far away they want you to be. So mine is set at like 30 miles, which is a pretty decent one, not right. fair drive. Age range 30 to 35, but you can actually take the age range all the way up to just 55 plus.
That's it.
Let me tell you something. I know to you that's old.
No.
There's some hot cougars and pumas up there.
Mm-hmm. Cougars and pumas.
No, they're
I like it.
Smoking hot. You ever seen Raquel Welch?
Yes.
Ever seen Margaret? Huh? I rest my case. Now, is this the first woman that you've met in person from Tinder?
No. Do not answer that question.
Well, he said no.
No.
Okay.
No, I haven't. No.
Okay.
This, yeah. I'm not going to go into my number, but no, this isn't the first one.
Frank, this app gets a billion swipes a day
mm-hmm.
from all the people that use it in the world. A billion swipes a day.
And this is through Facebook.
I have no idea. I didn't know.
Yeah, and there are several. I mean, there are dating apps like Tinder that are for actually just dating. Like, there's Bumble, and that is where you'll do the exact same thing that you just did on Tinder, but only the woman can start the conversation. So if you match up and she doesn't really like you, or she did, as Tim was saying, the 1 a.m. drunk swiping.
This is pretty. I like this.
Now, Frank, cool. If you get an invite to join the site Grindr, decline.
What is
that?
Grindr?
That's for gay men. So
it's Grindr.
It's the gay Tinder.
Whoops.
left.
I wish you'd told me this yesterday.
This is 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
And then we have Greg Marisak, who before he got into sports talk radio, was the sports editor of the West County Journal. In every one of these books with these old NBA players, they talk about coming to St. Louis and just how racist it was. I had no idea, but almost every one of these African Americans, from Russell to Baylor, they talk about how terrible it was to come to St. Louis to play an NBA game.
Richie Guerin was the coach. The players made so little money, they would work for the team in the offseason and sell season tickets. Go door to door to companies. Richie Guerin told me one day, he said, I went to the big corporations here, and over I heard, well, are you going to start those African Americans again? Because if you are, we're not going to buy the season tickets.
It's not shocking, but it's still heartbreaking to kind of hear that.
Oh, my God, we were so good.
It's only here on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
The holiday season is here. Do you want to carve your turkey or ham oh so right and so fresh? Or do you want your relatives to complain about your knives again?
Why are your knives so dull?
Of course, no one wants to hear that. So bring your knives back to life at Bertarelli Cutlery. They can put a sharp edge back on your knives and get you ready for the holiday season. That's Bertarelli Cutlery, located at 1927 Marconi on the Hill. Call them at 314-664-4005. Follow them on Facebook or on Twitter at STL Knives.
Grizz Nation, get in the game as Mike Conley, Mark Gasol, and your Memphis Grizzlies host Kyrie Irving and the Boston Celtics Saturday, December 29th at 7 p.m. Guarantee the best seats with a six-game holiday pack now. Call 901-888-HOOP or shop grizzlies.com today.
Maryville University offers more than 90 innovative, market-relevant degree programs. Maryville invests in state-of-the-art technology to empower its students to learn in an engaging, collaborative environment. Through its Digital World program, students receive free iPads loaded with digital textbooks and more than 150 apps. With a dedicated life coach assigned to each student and a 97% career placement rate, Maryville provides a great return on investment. Check out maryville.edu for more information.
Grizz Nation, it's time to get Memphis. Don't miss your Memphis Grizzlies as they face off against Blake Griffin and the Detroit Pistons Wednesday, January 2nd at 7 p.m. Get your tickets today by calling 901-888-HOOP or shop grizzlies.com today.
The holiday season is here. Do you want to carve your turkey or ham oh so right and so fresh? Or do you want your relatives to complain about your knives again?
Why are your knives so dull?
Of course, no one wants to hear that. So bring your knives back to life at Bertarelli Cutlery. They can put a sharp edge back on your knives and get you ready for the holiday season. That's Bertarelli Cutlery, located at 1927 Marconi on the Hill. Call them at 314-664-4005. Follow them on Facebook or on Twitter at STL Knives.
Maryville University offers more than 90 innovative, market-relevant degree programs. Maryville invests in state-of-the-art technology to empower its students to learn in an engaging, collaborative environment. Through its Digital World program, students receive free iPads loaded with digital textbooks and more than 150 apps. With a dedicated life coach assigned to each student and a 97% career placement rate, Maryville provides a great return on investment. Check out maryville.edu for more information.
First, let's talk about the food before we let you know where you can feast on it. When was the last time you had beef tenderloin with a tangy Greek sauce sliced into juicy medallions that are so tender you could eat them with a butter knife? It's called the Pepper Loin, and that's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin. You know, the place located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Open for lunch Tuesday through Sunday and dinner 7 days a week and serving only USDA prime beef. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com.
At Elysium Restoration and Design, they specialize in interior home renovations, including bathroom and kitchen remodeling, basements, additions, garages, and more. They offer start-to-finish solutions for every project while providing full design services with custom work to fit your needs. Elysium's lead carpenters have at least 10 years' experience, so you know the work is done the right way. And being a family-run business, they take the time to communicate every step of the way. Check out Elysium Restoration and Design at erdstl.com.
This is 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. Every morning beginning at 10, it's the Hollywood Casino Press Box with Frank Cusimano.
Let's welcome to the program the head basketball coach at St. Louis University, Travis Ford. I think Billiken fans are going to notice a difference in the style of this team. I'm not talking about the style on the court, but style in the clothing. You guys, I think, are one of the few teams of college basketball that have gotten away from those big, baggy shorts that always go over the knees.
The teams that have the long shorts, look at their players. They're rolling them up at the waist to make them shorter. So we went ahead and we just got the shorter shorts so they don't have to roll them up.
Yeah, I think, too, you move better in them and you look more athletic. You see Jordan Goodwin in those shorts as opposed to those big things. He just looks stronger and more athletic in them.
Well, you think I did it?
I don't know if it worked for you, though.
It's only here on 590 The Fan.
Vineyard's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on the
air.
Hemorrhoids.
Brief and to the point.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the March 8th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by MD Health and Wellness. MD Health and Wellness in Bridgeton. These are the people that showed me how to lose 35 pounds. I did it in six, 8 weeks. They're also the people who are going to tell you and help you and inform you when it comes to bioidentical hormones, bioidentical hormone replacement. This is a huge business, and a lot of places do it, and they charge way too much. Be careful of that. We'll talk about pellets and more, but first, we do this.
Hey!
I have 8 people to introduce, so let's get this thing on the road. Ladies and gentlemen, the reason for that weird way that he talks, he lived in Great Britain for 19 years. For 10 of those years, he was in Birmingham, England. He is Trevor Limey. Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. How are you? I hope you're doing well, and I hope you've had a good day.
Wow. That was very nice. Heir to the Levi Strauss fortune. Almost sold cosmetics for Mary Kay. Assistant manager of a Sambo's restaurant. Car salesman. Broadcast professor. Bass player in a band. The Seven Sins of Sinbad Band. And on and on and on and on. He's Dan Strauss, and he's in the house with his trouser mouth.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
It's the Seventh Planet Band, by the way.
What is it?
Seventh Planet Band.
Oh, okay.
Seventh Planet. I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stifel. If you're already working with a financial advisor, you can still call Mark and Jason for a complimentary portfolio review to make sure that you're doing the right thing. Mark and Jason is a member of Stifel. Our Stifel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
MarkandJason.com.
Hello, everybody.
There you go. Now... that newscast. How about that newscast you just heard, huh?
Yeah. Woo.
That was a good one.
Top notch.
You say, wow, he's really good at that doing the news. He must spend a lot of time. That must be all he does. Oh, no, there's more. Tim Woodburn is also a private investigator, like a real one, like a licensed one, a legitimate one. Tim, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you very much, Frank. Gateway Investigations has been helping people in St. Louis for 10 years now. We'll celebrate 10 years in business this October. If you need a private investigator in your life, email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
He's on the road, but right now he's off the road, in the studio. There's no song, in the studio, just can't wait to get in the studio. So we haven't done a song for you, but we do have him. Bill Cleveland, who will share something with us here in just a minute or two. Bill, say hi to me. I didn't like it at first. It's interruptive, but I like it.
I thought of you guys. I was on the road somewhere in, I think I was in Texas on this just dirt road, and that song came on the satellite radio, and I thought, oh, I missed my friends back in the studio. So, hello, everyone.
You missed us.
Yeah. Well, who wouldn't? Yeah, Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. Red Boy's been on the road. He just drove in from Wisconsin. He went up there to pick up. So what'd you pick up there?
Cheese.
No surprise there. And please, I know Tim Woodburn still has that look of, I can't believe they're still doing this cheese thing. We've been doing it for over 20 years. You just have to get used to it. Would you please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra? Yep.
You know, you mentioned, Bernice, that tomorrow will be 15 years.
That's right. We won't be here tomorrow to... Well, we'll just do it today. Bernice, we know you're still listening. We know it's frustrating that you can't call. And why can't you call from heaven? It's heaven, for God. Well, because you know what?
Long distance.
Would take away, it would take away from the faith thing. It would be too much proof and evidence. You have to believe.
Oh.
So she may be calling in as other people. You could do stuff like that from heaven. You could do anything. It's heaven, like miracles and stuff. Maybe she calls in as Greg. Or somebody, and we don't know it's Bernice. So, Bernice, if you're up there listening, you don't really say, hey, happy anniversary of your death tomorrow. That, you know, you don't do that. How about this, Bernice? We have missed you for every day of 15 years. How about that? Because we have. And that's what it'll be tomorrow. 15 years. BHRT. Bioidentical Hormone Replacement Therapy. They do that. At MD Health and Wellness. Other places do it too. Some of them are really completely out of line in their pricing. Here's what this is all about. It's about a calmer, more stable mood for a lot of people. It's about reduced body fat. It's about more energy. It's about more sex drive. I don't need any more of that. Stronger mental clarity. Yeah, that I could use. And improved muscle tone. All of that. Those are all things you might notice that are happening to you. Change, good changes, just because you made the decision to go have hormone replacement, to put back some of what nature has cruelly decided is not going to give you enough of anymore. Men and women get older and the testosterone levels decline. And the ovaries produce diminished amounts of estrogen. Not for the men. We don't have ovaries. or estrogen or progesterone. Remember, do you, is anybody, oh, you want a bonus joke from Greg, a listener?
Yeah.
It's really quick. What's the difference? So we're talking about hormones and MD health and wellness. What's the difference between an enzyme and a hormone?
I have no clue.
What?
You can't hear an enzyme. Get it?
Oh, boy.
Huh? You can hear a hormone?
Oh.
Oh, now I get it.
You know what? All of you.
Chicken butt.
All of you are in timeout. No, you're all in timeout. You deliberately held back the laughter. You knew it was funny, but you all got together probably during a break or when I stepped out and said, hey, if he does a bonus joke, let's all not laugh. Because that was funny. Okay. Greg, thanks for sending me, Greg. I thought it was funny. Okay? I wouldn't have used it. The difference between an enzyme and a hormone, you can't hear an enzyme. Yeah, well, Tim cleared it up for anybody who didn't get it.
Just can hear a hormone.
Yeah. I just want to throw this out there that I am live streaming Bill Cleveland's segment on my Facebook page.
Whoa.
And already there are two people now watching it. One dropped off.
Is he going to moan?
So when,
you know what would be funny?
I didn't approve of this. What is this?
You mean what would be funny? If a listener happens to be home and is able to FaceTime, and they heard you, and they go, I'm going to put FaceTime on.
Yeah.
And they've got a little child in the house, and he looks up and goes, I like Pinocchio.
Hey, Bill. Larry Connors came in and said that you should talk directly into the mic because you sound like you're
Welcome home.
What does he know?
Group.
He's new to broadcasting.
Yeah, no, he's actually right. I have the mic.
No, Bill, he's not. He's a TV guy. They don't have to worry about this stuff. Yeah. They got microphones hanging on their necks and stuff. They clipped on.
Still just two people watching.
They were lavaliers.
You don't have to listen to him.
Oh, three people are now watching.
Uh-oh.
You know what? This is more than 11.3.
I mean, this is
more already. This is already a bigger audience.
In fact, actually, Tim Woodburn, give a wave. It's our newsman.
Oh,
there
Tim's
he is.
Watching.
Hello, Tim.
Limey, you asked earlier why I don't want to do our show on Facebook. There's your answer right there. How many people are watching?
Three people are watching. Yeah. Watching
there's
right
your
now.
Answer. Yeah.
Bill Cleveland
there's
hasn't even started his segment yet, and
not,
three
I'm not
people
a big
are
draw.
Watching.
If he promoted it, we'd be
on the edge of their seats.
We could get the double digits if you promoted it a little bit.
Four people are now watching.
Okay. No, you're not going to. Are you going to yell out every person?
No, of course I'm not going to do that. We're back down.
We're not
going to
get past 10.
If we get to 10, Bill's going to get naked.
Only
come
three
on,
people
six.
Are watching.
Isn't that what you say? Come on, six.
You know what Dr. Gilbertson and Dr. Andrew are saying right now? Come on, our commercial. What happened to our commercial? Okay, still and now back
people.
To MD Health and Wellness. Here's the thing, folks. They replace these hormones with bioidentical, which means that the molecular structure of these hormones are identical to the ones your body makes. And they do it in the form of pellets for men and women. There's nothing to it. I've had this done, and they just insert them. They're right under the skin on your hip. And then they release, time-release dosages of the hormones you need based on blood tests and whatever. Take a look at this. Go to their website, check into this. Of course, if you want to lose weight, my goodness, we've been over this for a couple of years. I can't think of anybody I could send you to who's more effective, efficient, knowledgeable, professional than MD Health and Wellness. Doctor supervised weight loss, and it works. It does. You just have to do what they tell you, like your parents used to tell you. MD Health and Wellness, MDHealthWellness.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, right. Buffalo, Toronto.
All right, here he is. Boy, you see him live, too. What do people need to do to go see that streaming thing?
If you want to go in live, just go onto Facebook, search for me, Trevor Phillips, and just go ahead, add me. You can watch it. Rich, we actually have a listener right now that is a mutual friend of mine, and he is watching Bill's segment right now. We're up to 5 people are viewing this. And for about the first, 3 minutes, it's just been looking at Bill while he's quiet. So, Bill, you know, I mean, you got a lot to do.
Bill, you must be nervous. You got 5 people.
We're up to six people now.
I got 5 bucks.
Don't do any more. He won't be able to stand the pressure. Don't even tell him he might have, a dozen people listening. And now, here's the guy who's been everywhere. He's brought to you by Window World is everywhere. They're all over the country, and they're all over the St. Louis area. They've now made their 50,000th sale. It is the number one selling replacement window in the United States. And now here, back off the road, is Bill Cleveland.
Watching the way that Trevor holds that camera, I can't imagine anyone wanting to watch
that.
As soon as Bill talks, the number of viewers go down. Watch.
Don Bovard just said, hi, guys. Hello, Don. And also, I'm like trying to do my job and also live stream. I'm doing this for you, Bill.
Well, I didn't ask you to
cross
do it,
promotion.
Did anybody catch the cruel thing Tim just said?
Yeah, no, I heard it, but I just didn't.
What did he say? Hear Bill talk, viewer number of viewers will go down. why do you need to be that playground bully, that guy? Is it you enjoy it?
It's just because I know it irritates you. That's my goal in life, is just to irritate you. No,
Dan Strauss is now watching the live stream.
Dan, you're actually in the room. You don't have to watch. I mean, you're part of it. You're here, okay?
Oh
my God.
This is the worst
show ever. Where are you? No, the worst show is still yet to come. No, Bill, where are we going?
So I'm excited to talk about this today because I know you have been to this place, Frank, and I was there a week ago, or a little over a week ago, Wonders of Wildlife.
No, I have not been.
I thought you said you had gone.
No, my sons went. I want to go.
Oh, my gosh.
I told you how great it was based on, my buddy has been there from the, but I've not been.
Okay, well, then, yeah, you would love it, and certainly your grandkid would love it. So it is in Springfield, Missouri, and it's part of the Bass Pro complex.
Empire.
Yeah, Empire is absolutely right. So it's 92,000 square feet of stuff. So they have essentially what it is there are animals from all sorts of different regions, and you walk through and they look exactly like they look in person. It's unbelievable. And they're not stuffed necessarily, but they're recreations. And when you walk from sort of region to region, even the smells and the temperatures change based on what you're looking at. So if you're looking at
Let me try to describe how big this thing is. Yeah. 92,000 square feet. Take something that's 46,000 square feet. It's twice that big.
Oh, my gosh. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah. Now, that puts it in perspective.
Now I know. God almighty. So there's two sections to it. So there's just, the animals. There's, like I said, you walk through. Let's just say you're looking at desert animals. And it'll smell like the desert. And it'll be hot. Or you'll walk through an area where it's, the animals are supposed to be in a little cooler climate. So the temperature changes. It's very neat. But for me, my favorite part was the aquarium part. So, and we've all been to these aquariums, but this one, I gotta tell you, it's one of the best that I've been to. It's absolutely, it's one of the best that I've ever seen. And these, gigantic sharks swimming around. There's areas where, like I say, if you have kids, so example, your grandkid probably saw this. It's hard to describe because I've never really seen things like this before, but, they have the aquariums, and then so kids can actually climb up sort of and be in the middle of the aquarium, if that makes any sense, and it'll go around them.
Wow, and like so, they're underwater.
Yes, yes. And so I tried, I'm vertically challenged, so I was able to climb under there and get up there just like the little kids do. But they'll absolutely love it. And now I will tell you, it's not cheap to get into it. I cannot remember the exact price, but it's probably about $40 a ticket to get into this thing. But what I did hear from people who went through it afterwards, they said, you know what? Totally worth it. You can spend an entire day.
Now, that's what I've heard. You know how to circumcise a whale?
Well,
aquarium, and I thought of water and sharks and stuff. You know how to circumcise a whale?
I don't know.
You send down foreskin divers.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Thank you.
Now how many people are watching?
Well, we got up to 11, but I had to stop the video because I was getting bored. Oh. But I've already got 46 friend requests just from shouting out my name there. So thank you. Yeah. I'm confirming.
You stopped it? I wrote
all about you.
Now, see, how come he gets to bully Bill and you don't say anything to him, Frank? He just said something really mean.
He did say something.
What did I say? I missed it. What did he say?
He said
he had to stop the Facebook live feed because even he was getting bored.
Well, yeah, my arm was hurt, was getting bored. I was just holding it there. He wasn't doing it.
That's not the right verb. Your arm was getting tired, not bored.
He's right. Limey, he's got a point. Your arm doesn't get bored.
I'm sorry.
Have a mind. My arm is bored.
I apologize. I apologize.
I wrote a bunch of comments on there.
And I'd like to announce
Bill, I'm sorry. We butchered your segment.
I'd like to announce that after today, I will always be on the road.
It worked.
Mission accomplished. If you'd like more, you can always go to BillOnTheRoad.com. Or just watch Trevor's Facebook page, apparently.
Dan Sandy Kane says hello.
Oh. Hello, Sandy.
At least we don't have people corresponding with us like on the morning show. I heard that morning show again today.
Yeah.
They got a guy who claims his name, and he texts him, Mike Hunt.
What?
You have to put a, no, no. And then they got this guy, Ballsack. That show is filthy. That show, Ballsack. I can hardly listen. I almost had to stop listening, but I didn't, and I couldn't. Bill, do the wrap-up thing.
I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
There you go. Thank you, Bill. Bill Cleveland. One and only. Now, this is not meant to be cruel, but, Bill, have you ever been talking to somebody, telling them something, and they just stare at your face and your nose and go, you're lying. Has that ever happened?
No.
No.
And I get called the bully. Can you believe that?
That's not bully. That's just having fun. It's having fun with a friend. That's called having fun with a friend.
Having fun with his nose.
Yeah.
Tell you what, Larry Connors comes on this video. I just saw the video myself. I actually look pretty attractive on this video.
See,
so
I can do a pretty good job at Facebook Live.
Mike, can you record and play back and take video of a live Facebook thing?
Yeah, post it. Well, basically, it records while you're going up there onto Facebook, and then at the end, you just hit finish and upload, and it's on Facebook forever.
Did you see what I wrote about?
I'm not even going to help you. Get me, did you?
No, I made sure. I made sure just to get me at the end waving goodbye, Bill and Tim.
Perfect. Did you see what I wrote, Bill?
I want my looks to remain a mystery.
I would have absolutely asked for your permission before posting anything of yourself on Facebook.
Dan wants attention. What, Dan?
No, I said, did you ask Bill if he saw what I wrote on there?
No.
Was it a show?
This is radio. Yeah. This is radio. Oh. People can't see what you're...
I said, Bill has a booger.
Larry Connors. No.
Size of my fist.
6 o'clock. There are a couple of things to be talking about. There's a debate over the steel and aluminum tariffs. Will they hurt you or help you? Larry has some information for you. Check this out. Police have dropped drug charges on a man who swallowed drugs, and he refused to poop for 47 days.
Oh, wow. How can you refuse to poop?
I don't think that's... I didn't think you could do that.
No, doesn't your body just kind of automatically say, I'm coming up?
I have no idea.
Well, I mean, if you just...
But they dropped the charges. Really,
does he refuse to poop?
Wait.
You know what they do in a situation like that is they put you in a room naked, and if you won't do that, and they make you just lay on a floor naked until it comes out, and that's how they prove that the drugs are in you. So he would have had to lay on...
How do you know so much about that? How do you know?
Why does it matter
how I know?
Have
you had to do that? Have you done that?
I went to school,
Frank.
Who
knows that?
I know it.
Who knows that?
Well, first of all, I'll tell you exactly how I know it. If you must know, I read about it in a newspaper story.
He also knew how to circumcise a whale, so I don't know.
Well, that was me. One last thing, Larry. There's a state that's added recycled sewer water to their drinking supply. Yeah. He'll talk about that. I don't have a problem with that because they have ways and systems and filters and chemicals. And if you didn't know it had been sewer water, then you wouldn't know. So I don't. And lastly, Larry wants to know if you care if Trump had an affair with a porn star 10 years ago.
Not really.
My answer to that is no. 10 years ago, I don't care what he did. I'm just like the whole world didn't care what Bill Clinton did. What's the difference? So even. Everybody's even. I notice toys now, and I haven't noticed toys for a while because I have a grandson who's 4, and when you don't have young kids yourself, you go through a period where you just don't pay any attention to the morning kids' TV shows or the toys. But I'm going to tell you, it's not even really a toy. There is a thing that we discovered last summer. My daughter-in-law discovered it, and she brought them to the house. And we had a blast. Have you guys seen this? It's water balloons, but you hook them to the faucet, and they blow up 10 balloons or 20 balloons at a time.
Oh, yeah.
Best thing ever.
This whole cluster of balloons, it looks like eggs, and they self-tie. You take them off, and they're all tied. And you've got 20 water balloons to throw. And they come in packets of like 100 or 2. What a great idea. Water, there's nothing better. I know it's not summer yet, but when it's hot and it's summer, I got to tell you, throwing water balloons... And pick up the burst balloon, pick that up, because the birds will choke on it or something. But that is fun in the summer when you're a kid. And I was never a big fan of water parks. Most kids are. I was, we didn't have any when I was a kid. I mean, for my own kids. I would check out the crowd, though, before I decide, do I want my kids bathing
with those kids or those people. So if you live like I did in a hick town, you had two summer toys. The hose, which was, my goodness, was that fun on a hot day. And when you first learned to tie off a water balloon. It's just fun, and it doesn't cost that much. We mentioned earlier in the first hour about Oprah's sale of one-fourth of her Weight Watcher stock. She made 900% on her money. She only had the stock for not quite 2.5 years. Bought it for $6 a share, sold for $63 a share. She's the one that ran the price up by buying it. And she still has $300 million worth of the stock. Now, again, I got to hand it to Oprah Winfrey. I can't think of anybody who would do something so obvious. I'm going to buy a big chunk of a company. All my fans will then get on Weight Watchers and run the value, the stock price up. And for not quite 2.5 years, not only will I own it and then ultimately benefit from the stock price that I ran up, I'm going to talk to people about joining Weight Watchers while I'm still fat. I gotta hand it to her. I gotta get it. She's a genius. That's the power she has. And seriously, I don't begrudge her anything. We should all be so smart as to do that. Clocks forward this week, and don't forget that. You go to bed Saturday night, whatever time you go to bed, just kick it up an hour. You go to bed at 10, put it at 11. Yeah, you lose an hour, but who cares? It's going to be light a whole lot later. And maybe Monday we can spend a little more time on this conjoined twin thing. During a break, I went on and Googled and pulled up. Let me just pull this up and share something interesting with you, because I think this is... Hang on.
We were talking about Chang and Eng Bunker, Frank, in the first hour while you looked that up.
Yeah,
about
that's Siamese how twins. They... Well, those twins are the ones in Siam that were the reason they were actually called
right.
Siamese twins.
But I was curious as to whether they died at the same time, and actually I looked that up, and they died 3 hours apart. So the one guy had to lay there for 3 hours while his dead brother was next to him.
I wonder if he could feel it, like the coldness of another body, like attached to him or... I mean, the blood flow and everything, all those veins connected.
How many... conjoined Siamese, whatever, twins do you think are born? One birth out of how many? Give me a number that
I'm
you think would be real.
Say
10 million.
I'm going to say 500,000.
No, I'm more with Tim, like the 10 million range.
Well, this will blow you away. This is according to University of Maryland Medical Center. One in every 200,000 live twin births.
Whoa.
Are conjoined. That's still a lot of conjoined. So you say, well, why don't we see more conjoined twins? Here's why. 40 to 60% are stillborn. So half or more never live. And 35% of conjoined twins only survive a day.
No.
That's pretty much all of them wiped out, which is why when conjoined twins make it into their 20s as the Hensel twins, which I remember now, it came back to me on TLC, they had a documentary series following them, Abby and Brittany Hensel, around the United States. They're the most famous conjoined twins ever. They have, they were born in 90, so what does that make them? 28. And they were told, their parents were told they wouldn't survive the night. Now they're 28 years old. Check this out. They have two hearts, two lungs. Now two heads, two arms, two legs. It looks kind of like one body, but two hearts, two sets of lungs, two separate brains. One controls the left side, one controls the right. But they've learned to move and synchronize with each other. They have two driver's licenses. They ride a bike. Can you imagine looking up at the bikes
wow.
coming down the road? It's got two heads.
they Is it a tandem bike?
No, they only have one set of legs. It's them, but two heads.
Did you see the movie Stuck on You, Frank?
Yes.
With Matt
yes.
Damon?
Mm-hmm. With those guys hilarious. So stupid it was hilarious. But let me finish that. This is, here's a question. They have two driver's licenses. I remember seeing on that TLC thing them driving. What if a cop pulls you over? Who gets the ticket?
Yeah.
I say the one controlling the right leg. Well, that's the accelerator pedal.
What happens if one of the heads fails the written exam? Do they still get to, you know, take the practical or what?
That's a great question.
That's a very good question.
I'm a student driver.
And can they cheat? Can one head give the other one the answer?
Oh, like, yeah.
Telepathically? I'm going to switch this information over to your brain. What? Or if the heads are so close together, the answer is yield sign.
Can one head be drunk and the other not? Like, if they do a breathalyzer test.
If they don't have
test.
The same circulatory system, they were talking about that. Wow. About how the Bunker twins, one was an alcoholic, one of these guys suffered
an
injury.
That's a good question.
One of these guys suffered an injury when he fell out of a carriage and hit his head. I'm like, well, how do they not both fall out of the carriage? I mean, how does one get hurt?
Well, they had them both fall. Now, listen, this is not funny. This is not funny. But we'll do this maybe Monday. I'm looking at the 10 most famous conjoined twins, the ones that lived past that one day and made it into their teens or whatever. And there's a couple here. This is the saddest thing. This is just not right that people are... It's just not. You shouldn't have to live this way. And, you know, when you say, almost all of them never live past the day, yet these are the lucky ones. No, they're not lucky at all. I don't think they're lucky. I think this is horrible. Here, Lori and George Chappelle. They're joined at the head. Their bodies are completely separate, yet think of leaning down and forehead to forehead.
Are they forehead
That's
to forehead?
Pretty much. Oh. One's turned kind of to the side. Can you imagine that life?
Wait, are these ladies from some, like, you know,
no, this
Russian
is
country
and
or
George.
Something? Oh, never mind.
Pennsylvania.
One of them, as if
being joined at the head's not enough, one of them is transgender and has decided he identifies as a male.
Oh my God,
you didn't have enough going on. Joined at the head. One of you has to change sexes. Okay, that's enough of that. Well, ladies, get in here, please. Ladies, get in here. What?
If they poop, the other one kind of has to do a handstand or hold them up or something like that because...
And they argue about what bathroom they're going to.
Yeah.
Well, no, when one's pooping, the other one is just leaning over with his head attached to the other one's head.
I believe that's called an upper decker. So.
What?
You got to explain that because that blows me
no,
away.
No, he doesn't. Not a time. So this little girl, her mom cuts her hair. From the time she's little and has to have a first haircut. And the little girl now is 10 years old, and she's begging her mom, "Mom, I want to go to a real salon, get a real haircut. I know you've done a great job, but a lot of the other girls, and she sees some of the other haircuts. She wants, like, a real cool haircut." So her mom says, you're right. I'm going to take you to a salon. And she takes her to one of these haircut places. And the little 10-year-old girl is kind of nervous, because she doesn't know what to expect. She knows she wants a cool, better, nicer, hipper haircut, yet she's not familiar with the salon surroundings. And so to kind of calm her down, her mom says, "Hun, you like Hostess Twinkies?" And hands her a Twinkie. She says, "Just while you're sitting there, just eat this Twinkie, and you'll be fine." She says, "Oh, thanks, Mom." So she gets up in a chair, and the woman puts the sheet over her. And she says, "So, hon, it's first time?" She says, "Yeah." She says, "And how old are you?" She says, "I'm 10. She says, "Okay." And then as she starts snipping the hair, she notices this little girl is eating this Hostess Twinkie. And she says, "Hon, you know you're going to get hair on your Twinkie." She goes, "Yeah, I know. And I'm going to get boobs, too."
The holiday season is here. Do you want to carve your turkey or ham oh so right and so fresh? Or do you want your relatives to complain about your knives again?
"Why are your knives so dull?"
Of course, no one wants to hear that. So bring your knives back to life at Bertarelli Cutlery. They can put a sharp edge back on your knives and get you ready for the holiday season. That's Bertarelli Cutlery, located at 1927 Marconi on the Hill. Call them at 314-664-4005. Follow them on Facebook or on Twitter at STL Knives.
Maryville University offers more than 90 innovative, market-relevant degree programs. Maryville invests in state-of-the-art technology to empower its students to learn in an engaging, collaborative environment. Through its Digital World program, students receive free iPads loaded with digital textbooks and more than 150 apps. With a dedicated life coach assigned to each student and a 97% career placement rate, Maryville provides a great return on investment. Check out maryville.edu for more information.
End of the year tax time comes on quickly. Well, it's time now for you to look at your personal property and real estate tax obligations. Let Royal Banks of Missouri help you get to the finish line in great shape. We can show you our line of home equity products that will get you there. Call our terrific home equity lender, Carol Hofer, at 314-212-1500 for more information. It's Royal Banks of Missouri, where better service means better banking. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Let's face it, everybody's different, and at Club Fitness, we welcome everybody. We're celebrating the new year with an amazing offer to help you start 2019 off right. Join this week only and get the entire month of January for free. How's that for a jump start on those new year resolutions? Say it with me. New year, new me, January now free.